Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And Margaret and Stowe pledges $200. And B&B from Cleveland pledges $400. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. Can we get, we got to get some matching pledges. Mary had pledged $500 from Dayton. Can we get a matching pledge for Mary? Also, B&B pledged $400. Can we get a matching pledge for B&B? Okay. All righty. So we still need, right now, we need about $4,600. We're about $4,600 short of our goal for tonight. $4,600. So all I need is four of you people, not five of you people, to pledge $1,000. And, well, we make it. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Joe, I've pledged $1,000 twice this week, haven't I?
Yes, you have. You've pretty much done far more than you should have.
Well, you know what? Is this cause a righteous cause? Is this
a righteous cause? But some of us are, you know, like you said, we're doing this and we're not getting paid, so we don't have unlimited sources.
No, we don't. But let me tell you something. You know, if we don't, we have to win this thing on November 7th. If we don't, you'll have no parental rights at all. No parental rights. And if we don't win this thing, well, I'm going to tell you what. Let's listen to what an attorney has to say about issue one in November.
This November, you'll probably be asked to vote on an amendment to the Ohio Constitution. Over the next few minutes, I want to walk you through the language of that proposed amendment and explain why it's dangerous, and why ultimately you should vote no on November 7th. Number one, the proposed amendment is deceptive, and it hides an extreme, almost completely unregulated abortion regime with a bunch of things that sound perfectly innocent. Number two, this proposed amendment is a direct attack on parents' rights to protect their children. Number three, the proposed amendment opens the door to puberty blockers, so-called gender transition or gender-affirming care, and more, all without parental consent or even notification. And fourth, it would authorize abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. And in every single case, the abortion provider gets to decide whether an abortion is legal. Along the way, as we walk through this amendment, I want you to keep two very simple questions in mind. Who and what? Let's dive into the amendment. The full title is the Right to Reproductive Freedom with Protection for Health and Safety. Who's pushing it? A pair of pro-abortion groups, Ohioans for Reproductive Freedom and Ohio Physicians for Reproductive Rights, with some additional support from Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. And what is the amendment? This is a proposed constitutional amendment that would radically change our state's abortion laws. In fact, it would wipe most of those laws off the books completely. The wording of this amendment is as vague and unconstrained as possible, and that was entirely on purpose. So let's walk through this proposed amendment and see how it works. The amendment has four sections. The first section, Section A, states that every individual has a right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions on contraception, fertility treatment, continuing one's own pregnancy, miscarriage care, and abortion. So let's ask our questions. First, who has this right? The proposed amendment says every individual. The United States Supreme Court has said, and Planned Parenthood clearly believes, that children and teens can make reproductive decisions. And so every individual is not limited to adults. Second, what does the right include? The amendment gives a list, but reproductive decisions includes, but is not limited to, that list. And that phrase is broad enough to include almost anything involving the reproductive organs. In fact, in its most recent annual report, Planned Parenthood reported a massive uptick in transgender services, including cross-gender hormone injections and puberty blockers. You'll notice that the amendment never uses the words woman or mother. The language of the amendment itself assumes that a person can change her gender or that men can become pregnant. it should come as no surprise that this amendment would make that belief the law of Ohio. What's the point of that list of rights in the first place? It's to smuggle abortion in with things you already have the right to do and things that sound fine on their own. You have always had the right to carry your baby to term. You have always had the right to miscarriage care. The only thing that this amendment would add is abortion. The pro-abortionists want you to think that you have to say yes to abortion in order to say yes to life. Nothing could be further from the truth. Let's move down to Section B. The first part of Section B says that the state shall not directly or indirectly burden, penalize, prohibit, interfere with, or discriminate against either an individual's voluntary exercise of this right or against a person or entity that assists a person in exercising that right, unless the state demonstrates that it's using the least restrictive means to advance the individual's health in accordance with widely accepted evidence-based standards of care. Your eyes may have glazed over there towards the end because this section is full of legalese, but I'm here to help you cut through it. So let's go back to our questions. Who does Section B apply to? Well, it forbids burdening the woman who seeks an abortion, but it also forbids any burdens on a person or entity that might help her. And who could that be? The most obvious person or entity would be the person actually performing the abortion, which, by the way, doesn't have to be a doctor. It also includes the abortion clinic, or really any facility where the abortion is performed. It includes a person who drives a woman to get an abortion, an Uber driver, the high school basketball coach who impregnates one of his players and then drives her to the abortion clinic, then gets to enjoy the protections of this amendment. You should also be asking, well, what counts as a burden? We're not writing on a blank slate here. In the 50 years since Roe v. Wade, courts have described several things as burdens on abortion. For example, parental consent and parental notification laws. So, under this proposed amendment, the state cannot require an abortionist to tell you that your 13-year-old daughter is getting an abortion. The state cannot require that the nurse at your son's elementary school get your permission before giving your fifth grader puberty blockers.
Ready, we're back for right now, folks. We got to give you that number, 888, the phones. We got to get the phones ringing. We really have to. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Call now during this break here, and then we'll go back to the rest of this clip. It's very interesting. This is why we're trying to tell you people in Ohio. We're fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. We fought so hard on August 8th, and the ACLU did such a great job of confusing people. They worded the language in their mic where people were confused. We had more people calling us totally confused. They thought if they voted yes on August 8th, which was meant it was yes for abortion, and it wasn't, it was against it. So now, folks, now we have to vote no, because they managed to get it on the ballot. That was to keep them from getting it on the ballot. So now they managed to get it on the ballot, so you must vote no, in November 7th. No. November 7th here in Ohio. And let me tell you, there's five other states that they're lining up. And if we fall, they're promoting Ohio, a red state passed this. Ohio, a red state passed this. They're all ready to go to this. We're talking about the sinister, dark, sinister forces. And we're going to, and in fact, what we're going to do, we'll play a clip here in a few minutes showing you the kind of sinister forces. It's the same kind of sinister forces that in the Ukraine, and they're not telling you about what they're doing in the Ukraine, how they're using children, sex trafficking, like they're doing here. In fact, in America is one of the largest, the, in the world for child sex trafficking, right here in America today. And let me tell you that the Democratic Party is flush with pedophiles. I mean, the leadership, the entire leadership is really horrible what is happening.
And you're saying that's happening in the Ukraine as well.
In the Ukraine, but in some other things that is happening that's even worse. And that's human organ harvesting from these children.
Do you think Putin knows this going on there?
Oh, absolutely. Putin knows that. He's been telling people about it.
Do you think it's partially the reason he went in? Because of the westernization, the corrupting of Ukraine?
Well, a lot of it has to do with these labs that were running, who were changing people's DNA, and that what they were doing is they were using specifically in certain groups of people in the Ukraine and Russians, okay? But we'll talk about more about that later.
Okay.
All right. Bo in Rocky River pledges 200. Thank you, Bo. All right, folks. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Take us back, Kyle, and let's finish the rest of this clip here.
Waiting periods are also considered a burden on abortion. Nearly two-thirds of women report feeling pressured to abort. Waiting periods require a woman to take a short pause, which can be as little as 24 to 48 hours between asking for the abortion and actually getting the procedure. These laws are meant to be safety valves. They give a woman time to think and to consider her options instead of being pushed into a crisis-driven decision. This amendment would wipe those laws off the books, giving abusers once again a free hand to pressure women to abort. Informed consent laws are considered a burden on abortion. Informed consent laws are common to every medical procedure, and it simply requires a doctor to give you factual information about the risks and possible complications of whatever medical procedure you're getting. But under this amendment, those sorts of laws won't apply to abortion anymore. And what about that last bit about least restrictive means to advance the mother's health in accordance with widely accepted evidence-based standards of care? It either sounds really positive, widely accepted and evidence-based are great things, but it's actually meant to kill most safety regulations for abortion clinics. This is one of the few ways that states were actually able to push back on abortion when we lived under Roe versus Wade. These are things like laws requiring a clinic to meet the same safety standards as an outpatient surgery center, to maintain sterile equipment, to build doors and hallways wide enough so that if there's an emergency, you can actually push a gurney all the way through the building. There's a second part to Section B, and it's perhaps the most deceptive one yet. It says that abortion may be prohibited after fetal viability, but in no case may an abortion be prohibited if, in the professional judgment of the pregnant patient's treating physician, that abortion is necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. At first, this section sounds like it allows the states to restrict abortion after viability. It's sort of a return to the world under Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And that is exactly the story that the pro-abortionists are going to tell you. But that story is a lie. And you can see this lie if you go back to asking who and what. The state cannot restrict any abortion, not even after viability, if the pregnant patient's treating physician says that the abortion is necessary to protect the mother's life or health. So who is the treating physician? It's the abortion provider. The state can never forbid an abortion if the abortionist himself says it's necessary to protect the mother's life or health. Well, what does the phrase life or health mean? If you're thinking that health means some kind of medical emergency, that's exactly what the pro-abortionists want you to think. But that's not the full story. You see, when the Supreme Court decided Roe versus Wade, it actually defined health. And it said that health includes emotional, mental, financial, and familial factors that bear on health. So if the abortionist says that an abortion is necessary to keep the mother from being sad, or if having a child would be too expensive, then he gets to perform the abortion. And pro-abortion lawyers have argued in Ohio in the last year that abortion is actually safer than carrying a baby to term. So you can be sure that an abortion provider is going to certify in every single pregnancy that the pregnancy itself is a threat to the mother's health. What all this means is that the abortion provider gets to decide every single time whether to perform the abortion, from conception all the way through the baby's due date. You should also ask, what does fetal viability even mean? And for that, we turn to the definitions in Section C. In Section C, viability is defined as the point in a pregnancy when, again, in the professional judgment of the pregnant patient's treating physician, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus with reasonable measures. This is determined on a case-by-case basis. Let's remember our questions. Who decides when a baby is viable? The pregnant patient's treating physician. And who is that? The abortion provider. And what does viability mean? It means that the baby has a significant likelihood of survival. That is, significantly more likely than not, better than 50%. As a practical matter, that means that viability is going to move to somewhere between 25 and 27 weeks, close to the end of the second trimester. It's important to contrast this with viability as it's currently defined in Ohio law. Right now in Ohio, viability is defined as the point at which, in the determination of a physician who is aware of all the facts and circumstances of the pregnancy, there is a realistic possibility of maintaining and nourishing life outside the womb. A fighter's chance is all you need. And that puts the viability line at closer to 22 or 23 weeks. So what this proposed amendment would do is move the line of viability of the babies that Ohio is allowed to protect from 22 weeks to 27. And it allows the abortion provider to make the decision every single time. Section D is last and least. It simply states that the amendment is self-executing. That means that it will take immediate effect, and it doesn't require any legislation from the General Assembly to give it force. It means that once the amendment passes and goes into effect, your parental rights are immediately gone. Abortionists immediately get to decide in every single case whether to perform the abortion. This amendment would radically change and, in fact, wipe out most abortion laws in the state of Ohio. It's a permanent change to our permanent constitution. The women of Ohio deserve better. The parents of Ohio deserve better. Vote no on November 7th.
Okay, did you guys listen carefully to what he said? Okay, let me ask you this. They use the term abortion provider. I've got other terms for baby raping,
butcher,
child
baby
molesting,
killer.
Yeah. In fact, if you look in the old Webster's Dictionary, you look up the term rape, and do you know what the very first definition is? To remove one from its place. Isn't that what happens during an abortion? Okay. Now, So, anyhow, did you listen carefully to that? Mike will ask Joe. Hey, Joe, under that law, do you have to be, if you are the, quote, abortion provider, do you have to be a medical doctor?
No.
No, you don't. You're right.
Hear that anywhere.
No, you don't.
And the thing is the abortionist is the one who gets to determine whether, you know, the mother's health, there's a risk, and they don't even have to be a doctor.
Under that constitutional amendment, that's what that, if that passes, no place does it say you have to be a licensed physician to do abortions, okay?
I did not hear that anywhere.
The ACLU left that wide open, okay? Like I told you, these people are evil to the bone. There's nothing but evil, nothing but evil in these people. And so here, and let me ask you this too, okay? I'll ask each of you, okay? Mike, the Supreme Court says that it should be up to the individual states to decide on abortion, on when, how they are legal, when you can do them. Ron DeSantis says no, it should be the federal government should regulate abortions. Okay, so which one of them, Joe, are right? What do you think? Is the Supreme Court right, or is Ron DeSantis?
Well, God is the one who determined that abortion is always murder.
All right, that's the right answer. God's ruled on that. Has he ruled on it already?
God's ruled on it. Neither one know what they're talking about.
Okay, so his rule is abortion is murder in every case, isn't it?
Exactly.
Without exception, right?
Without any exception.
So if you go against God's ruling, would you say you got to be a fool to go against God?
It's never worked well in the past for anyone.
All right, very good. Folks, we got to hear from you. Please call. We only have 30 minutes left, and then 10 more minutes while we're off the air. We got to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 216-901-0945. When I'm telling you this, listen, please listen to me. This is why it is so important what we're saying here. November 7th, you know, we can't do this unless you people spread the word out there. We don't have the money. We don't have the money they have. They got George Soros money. They got dirty, dark money. Bloody money. Bloody, bloody money. Okay. Bloody ACLU money. Bloody Planned Predators money. Okay. And they're like bloodsuckers. They know how to go after you and get it through corrupt governments like Pedophile Joe's government. And folks, so we need your help. Again, I want to remind you here in Ohio to keep your eyes open. When you see somebody pulling up one of our signs that says vote no, see if you can get a picture of those people. See if you can get a license plate number if you can. They're out. They're corrupt. Totally, completely corrupt. Corrupt to the very bone. Now, again, in Ohio, you have this huge, Mike, problem with child sex trafficking. They found out about that. Remember we told you, Joe, didn't we tell you two years ago, almost 3 years ago now, we told you about the Biden crime cartel, how they Joe Biden's job was to keep the border open. and keep the children coming in. And so now when they found on Hunter's laptop, guess what? They've got evidence that they're connected directly to the child smuggling, okay, through Hunter Biden, okay, that they were making.
They have not been willing to put that out there and show the actual proof, and that's another one of those things where the government's covering it up as best they can.
Okay, here's what they're, let's show them there, Kyle, what they're doing in the Ukraine, because you won't hear this on NBC, ABC, or CBS.
For example, is children. Children. Unfortunately, various terrorist groups abduct children to put pressure on their families and societies. But never before the mass kidnapping and deportation would become a part of the government policy. Not until now. We know the names of tens of thousands of children and have evidence on hundreds of thousands of others kidnapped by Russia in the occupied territories of Ukraine and later deported. The International Criminal Court issued arrest warrant for Putin for this crime. And we are trying to get children back home. But time goes by. What will happen with them? What will happen to them? Those children in Russia are taught to hate Ukraine, and all ties with their families are broken. And this is clearly a genocide. When hatred is weaponized against one nation, it never stops there.
Here, if you want to add, I'd like to help out the Morodvorets people with my dossier, my entry on the hit list there. Go ahead and add this part, that the organ trafficker that was found in Ukraine that has now put out this video, which we've translated. You can go to humanevents.com and see this. He's naming the fact that employees of the Ministry of Education were involved in this, that people that were directly known to the government that were funded by Ukrainian tax dollars, which guess what that means? They're funded by American tax dollars, including the name of the charity organization that went into this boarding school for orphans. You know what the charity was called? Heart of Love. The charity was called Heart of Love. And it was a front, according to the organ trafficker, for child trafficking and child organ trafficking. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us now. Tony, when we're hearing this type of information come out,
Tony Schaefer, the great Tony Schaefer from Intel. So, Jack, and help me out here, brother. Zelensky admits there's tens of thousands. It kind of garbles it. It's tens of thousands of children and hundreds of thousands of others. Or it's 100,000 children. Anyway, he admits there are a huge amount of missing children. Now, he asserts that they've been kidnapped and they're in Russia. But we don't know that. To me, that ought to be – and the questions for – you know, about the questions today for Zelensky when he gets up Thursday is, number one, we know the use – source of proceeds, American taxpayers – use of proceeds, because, and I, you notice I didn't say NATO or the wealthy in Switzerland or in Sweden or the Buckingham Palace, all the royalty. There's still a lot of royalty, deadbeat royalty in Europe. You don't see any of those guys pitching. It's you, the taxpayer. It's MAGA. So you're the source of funds. The use of funds, we don't know. Some went to weapons. We don't know how much was stolen. He's fired all his defense chiefs. Something's up there. They fired all the guys in charge of recruiting because they were taking kickbacks. But we also got to find out, and we got to ask hard questions. Where are the kids? He admits there's tens to hundreds of thousands of missing kids, children. You've got evidence that there's a massive child sex and really rape and torture ring, plus organ harvesting. So should we not demand, as a just an entry-level discussion, for him to go through and tell us where the children are?
Look, Steve, when you're talking about issues like this in this part of the world, we have to understand that the reporting on Ukraine that was done prior to 2022, and not just Ukraine, but many countries in the Black Sea region, has always been known as a hub for child trafficking, for sex trafficking, and also, yes, for organ trafficking. This is being done where children are targeted, then brought live, by the way. The organs have to be harvested while the children are still live, and then they're sold down to the highest bidder. A lot of these you find in the Middle East. A lot of these you find in other parts of Western Europe at the same time.
Whoa,
now,
hang on. Hit rewind. Explain to our audience, what do you mean? We've done this in the Chinese situation, but I want to be very specific, because in the Chinese situation, it's not specifically kids. They're organ harvesting from Falun Gong, from the Muslims, from the evangelical Christians, from the people fighting for freedom.
All righty, we are eight. Well, let me see. Let's go over. Ruth in New York pledges 400. Thank you, Ruth. All righty, folks, 888-281-1110. Again, we got to hear from you. We have now, let me see, we have 25 minutes. 888, and we are, right now, we are 3,800 short. 3,800 short of what we need right now. So we have, well, we have to do more. We got to do about 150 a minute or close to it, right? All righty, so again, 888-281-1110, especially for credit cards, or 888-677-9673. I tell you what, see, folks, we, twice this month, this week already, I pledged 1,000. I'm going to do it again if I can get them. If I can get some matches, all I need, even if I get one more match, I'm going to pledge one more 1,000. I got to do it, okay? Joe will lend me the money if I go broke. So.
Pastor, I think this is the equivalent of if you lived in Germany or Europe in the 1930s and you were allowed to have free radio like this, would you have supported those that were crying out against the Holocaust of the Jews and other Slavs? And would you have supported if you could? Would you have dipped into your treasury, your savings, and found something to help against that voice of resistance at that time? Would you want to be honest before God? Or in the 1850s in America, if there was a radio broadcast available that was resisting slavery at that time, would you have helped support that if it was listener supported? Well, that's what we're doing here with the, this is the great issue of our day, abortion, taking the life of the unborn, harvesting the organs. I don't know. I imagine that's happening somewhere here too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's shocking. It's mind numbing that this is even a, possible.
Well, you know, we're doing the best that we can to catch them. You know, if we catch them, you know, we have some very, very good people. Unfortunately, we're kind of past that age to be out there doing the gun shoe work. In fact, this radio program in the past, we, all the way back in about in the late 80s, we did expose some of that child trafficking coming out of Detroit through right in here into Ohio. We did programs exposing some corrupt people. But right now we can get the word out to people, and that's where we can reach the most amount of people. We've been on the air for 50 years now, and we've never, ever backed down, not for one, no. And I've noticed something, too. Joe, have you noticed something? The attacks coming from the outside have, maybe I shouldn't say this, knock on wood or something, but we're not getting as many attacks on us as we were. We're trying to take us down through the technology, through the...
No, we've had a kind of a clear sailing for a while, which is always nerve-wracking.
Yeah, because you're wondering when they're going to hit, huh?
Yeah, they wonder when they're going to hit. I wanted to add something. It just, I think the world is changing, and as we've been reporting on what's happening, I think so many people are shocked. I really, totally shocked. I think up until, you know, a year or two ago, a lot of people had never heard of child sex trafficking, or like in China and even there in Ukraine where they actually operating on people that are alive, taking their organs and selling them on the market.
We reported on that, Joe. I reported on that in the 70s. In the 1970s, right. China was doing it. China developed a system where they could They could actually kill you where you would be brain dead, but your heart would still be beating. And so that the heart would still beating when they removed the organs, and they right away would put them on ice. And guess where they were selling the most amount of, what nation was buying the most amount of organs taken from prisoners?
Probably this country.
It was, yep.
But what I'm saying is there was a period in time where a lot of this was kind of under the, what do you call it? You know, not out in the open, and wasn't talked about much. And I think so many people are shocked at where the world is today that they're just finding it hard to believe. And I just want to appeal to those people. God said this kind of thing was going to happen. You're not supposed to be shocked. You're not supposed to be scared or threatened. God said this would happen. He told us what he wanted us to do. We are to run to this battle. We are to hold fast until he comes. He's given us explicit instructions. And he didn't say, he said, fear not. You know, I am with you. I am here with you. But I want you to go out and serve me now. And that's what we're really, in a sense, asking the listeners to do, because as Scripture said, if you support a ministry doing his work, you will share in all the blessings of that ministry. And this ministry works in Right to Life. And many of us have been in hospice and the Kingsword School of the Bible, the radio ministry, the trucking ministry, anything, any of the groups that work with us that are doing, the pastors, the people involved, those people that donate to this ministry get to share in those blessings, and they get credited to their account. And I don't think a lot of people realize that their donations can help them lay up crowns and treasures in heaven. And that's what I wanted to just, there's some people out there who...
All right, Kyle, put me on the board for 1,000. Put me down for 1,000. At 888.
If we get a match, right?
Right. All right, I need a match.
You need a match to
right.
do it.
888-281. I can't do it anymore this week. I mean, I cannot do it anymore this week. The next two nights this week, we're just going to have to do the best we can. 888-281-1110, especially with credit cards. 888-281-1110. Or, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Nationwide. Now, I'm looking for a match. Can I get a match out there for that $1,000? Can I get a match for that $1,000 out there? Who can get me a good match? Maybe all I need is three matches, and we're home clear for tonight, right?
Yeah, it could be, you know, your church, it could be your golf club, it could be a business, all kinds of things, you know. People donate huge sums of money to a political campaign, and lots of times it doesn't do much. We're reaching as many people, not a lot more than most political campaigns, and we will tell the truth on all the candidates.
Let me ask you this, and then we're going to go back playing the clip. What would you say is worth one person who hears the gospel message and says the sinner prayer and gives their heart to the Lord? What do you think that's worth?
Well, it's worth more than I have.
More than the whole world and all of its resources.
Over the years, we've had many, many, many people do that when we've given that invitation. And, Micah, we're going to let you give the invitation tonight, if you could. We've had many, many people, okay, receive
when
Christ.
You said you had six people call in the next day saying they said the prayer with us when you and I did it together.
Yep. So
that was just one night out of, you know, thousands.
Or even a young woman who makes the decision to keep her child and bring.
We've
it
had
into
several
this
of those too. Yeah.
How much is that
many
worth?
Yeah. All right, folks. Who can match me? Who can match Mary for for 5,000 or 500? Or who can match me for 1,000, or who can match Ruth for 400? Folks, we gotta hear from you. 888 or Margaret for 200. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Take us back to the rest of that clip. Let us hear the rest of that clip there.
Mainly adults, at least that's what's it coming out of the CCP. Walk me through when you're saying that they're harvested live. How does one harvest from a little child or a baby? How do you harvest an organ live, sir?
Well, Steve, you got to understand that what they're doing is they're look. So for an organ to be matched, and of course, here in the U.S., we have very developed organ banks for this. You have to have the proper blood type. You have to have a match. You have to have a healthy organ, et cetera, et cetera. We know we need all these things. Now, many of these countries, including China, by the way, the organ bank services, but China's trying also, by the way, to set up clone organs for the purposes of this, which is a whole separate conversation. But what they're doing is they're looking at these kids not as a child. They're looking at, okay, this one is A positive, this one's A negative, B, O, et cetera, universal donor. They're looking at the children as a menu. And so, all right, we know this kid's got two healthy kidneys. This one's got two lungs. This one's got another couple of pieces here. And then you match the child with what the purchaser, so what the organ receiver is looking for. That's what the traffickers are doing. And so they'll target the children. And so what they're doing in at least according to our reporting from humanevents.com, and everyone can go see this, that they were using this front charity known as Heart of Love and a boarding school right on the border with Slovakia that was tied into orphanages, that was tied into parents who had been killed, parents who were missing. Steve, it was also tied into surrogacy centers. And so this has been reported widely that Ukraine is one of the top countries for surrogates. Well, Steve, what they'll do sometimes is they'll send a report back saying, oh, there was a problem with your surrogacy. The child didn't make it. The fetus didn't attach. The embryo, et cetera, complications, miscarriage, stillbirth, et cetera. And then the person, wherever they are in the world, gets a report back saying, oh, it didn't work. But actually, that's not the truth. In fact, in some of these cases, the child was born, and then the child that no one knows about and isn't registered anywhere gets sent into one of these organizations. And again, as horrific as this sounds, this is all coming directly from a video recorded in prison by an arrested child trafficker in Ukraine. Everyone can go see it. Everyone can read the subtitles. We've had it translated twice. We've had it checked and double-checked. And you can go see. These are his words. These are not mine. He talks about Ministry of Education employees and officials being involved in this. He talks about police being involved with this. They say the children get sent. Oh, they're told, oh, we're gonna go. We've got an adoption run in Western Europe. We take 23 at a time. Well, Steve, I don't know if you ever worked in or done any adoptions or know anyone who's gone through adoptions, but you don't do have mass adoptions. That's not how that works. It's usually one-to-one. So what they're doing is they're taking the children around as a sort of menu that they're offering to people around the world. And then 23 or 25 go out, 23 come back. Then 20 go out, 15 come back. Some go out for one night, they come back the next morning. Police officers being involved. They use the summer, the winter holidays, et cetera. All of this. And by the way, Steve, this is going back to 2014. This goes back years. And so what this war has done is only exacerbated the situation, because now you've got missing children all over the place. You've got parents who were killed. You've got children that were separated. Now, in many of these cases with Russia, of course, claims that these are evacuations and displaced people's camps trying to get the kids to safety. On the other side, this very same situation, this is what the International Criminal Court has issued their warrant on Vladimir Putin. That's why I couldn't go to the BRICS meeting. It's over this very issue, because they're saying Russia isn't giving the information out as to where these kids are. These are the children of the Donbass. These are the children of the Russian-speaking side, where Ukraine, and this is one of the reasons I was put on this Murat Barrett's hit list, that Ukraine has been shelling them for years and blaming it on the Russians. This is the exact same situation that happened when Blinken was over there with Victoria Nuland just a couple of weeks ago. I report it. They call me a liar. They put me on this hit list. And now you got this freak, Mike Cirillo, calls himself Sarah now, saying that they're going to hunt me down. Then even the New York Times comes out and says, no, this was definitely a Ukrainian missile. So, Steve, at the bottom line here is that even Zelensky there at the United Nations admits that there are tens or potentially hundreds of thousands of missing children coming out of Ukraine, and that's the being used, as Tim Ballard, okay, another guy they're trying to take out right now, is being used, yeah, as harvest season for the traffickers.
Caviezel told me, we've had a number of meetings with Jim. Caviezel told me the Ukraine's the center of much of this. It's the heart of darkness of this. And Zelensky's admitted to you now. Jack, and I got to hold you through the break. I know you got to go, but this is too important. Real quickly, what is Jack Posobiec, just in this, we'll leave the assassination attempt to after the break. In this regard, what should McCarthy and the Republicans demand of Zelensky when they meet with him? Give me 45 seconds on that. About the children.
Well, the number one, there's no money. No money that comes out until this question is answered. That's obviously number one. Number two, we've got to have American investigators going in there, looking through everything with full access, boots on the ground. And then finally, it's simple. The way you stop this is by stopping the war, because by stopping the war, then everything goes back to zero, everything resets, and we can finally just try to get some kind of accounting as to what's going on with the children. Number three, by the way, you've got to go into these baby farms, these baby factory surrogate centers that are running illegally in Ukraine. People are doing this. It's completely off the books. They say the kid didn't make it, but actually it turns out that they're sending them over to these child and organ traffickers. Wow. This is disgusting. Wow. This is sick, and we need to put a stop to it because our tax dollars are funding.
All righty, we're back, and there's so much about Ukraine. And, you know, how can anyone have any credibility? Well, I know the answer. The people that can give credibility to what is called the mainstream media is only because that's all they listen to. So, you know, like it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, ever learning but never learning the truth, ever learning but never coming to the knowledge, because they're never learning the truth, okay? And but the mainstream media will betray us. They look like us. They walk like us. They live close to us. And yet they're right there. They're betraying you, every single day, all day long, huh?
Well, Satan is the prince of the power of the airwaves. He controls the internet. He controls mainstream media. It's only shows like this and stations like this that are independent. Christian funded, Christian backed.
All righty. Well, folks, again, I want to say Dale from Michigan pledges 50 and Scott in Michigan pledges 25. Thank you, Dale, and thank you, Scott. All right, folks. Okay, we're running down. I'm not quite sure where we're at, but I know we're far from our goal. We only have, we will be here till midnight. We will be here till midnight, and we don't have that much time on the air left tonight yet, so we still trying to find some matches. Can anybody match me for $1,000? This is my third time this week, and I can't do it again. That we pledged $1,000 because we have to keep. Not only do we work on this, for all these years. I mean, and we really work hard. Please, let me tell you something. The people in this ministry work hard. They do really do work hard, and. And so we need your help. It's to continue, because the cause is a righteous cause. We've got to do, well, let me tell you, Joe and Mike, do you guys want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant?
Absolutely.
Sure do. Those are the most important words you'll ever hear.
That's what we're striving for, isn't it? Okay. Mm. We need to do that, and we've got to save the children. We've got to save the children. I would be so ashamed to stand before my Lord if I hadn't done everything that I could possibly do, okay? And that's what we're out here to do. All that we can do to expose the darkness out here. And by God's grace, and I don't know, I'm just praising the good Lord above. It seems like he's coming and sent us some help, but because it's been, Joe, over a month now, or a couple of months since we've been under attack. Mike, every time we'd go on the air, we would have people would be jamming us. You name it, all kinds of things that would be happening to us. It would only happen to us as soon as in all the stations I would talk to, they'd say it only happens when you come on. Hmm. So,
got to take authority over that, right?
Yeah.
In
we
Jesus' wanna name, please. Spiritual warfare.
Well, and I know we have a lot of people praying for us. Everyone who sends us a donation, we take their envelopes and we pray for them on Thursdays. Tomorrow, instead of the morning, we're not going to have a morning prayer breakfast tomorrow. It's going to be in the afternoon. We're going to have a prayer in the afternoon because tomorrow we're going to be in court for one of our people. They're going after one of our patriots, and so we're going to show up and pack the courtroom, let them know that we're going to be standing with them, okay? We are the voice of the Christian resistance here, folks. You're listening to the voice. We've never backed down. We've always stood our ground. And so we need to hear from you to continue.
Have breakfast any time of day. Breakfast is always acceptable, especially in Missouri.
All right, Lulu and Kren. Is that Kren? Kren. Lulu and Kren in Michigan pledged 50. Thank you, Lulu and Kren. All right, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Okay.
We ought to give out that address, too. There's so many people that we forget to remind them where to send in their donation. And you can send a check to WRWL Ministries, just WRWL Ministries, 14781. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road. They're in Newberry, Newbury. Ohio, 44065, WRWL Ministries, 14781, Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And if you're driving down the road and can't write that down, just go to WRWL.org, and all that information will be there. And you can even use PayPal to make your pledge, your donation right
All
there.
Right, Joe, I got to cut in because you're cutting in to Mike's time. He's going to give an invitation. And
all right.
And folks, when you write and you send a donation, put a little note and ask to be put on the newsletter. Everybody loves our newsletter. Mike, tell folks how they can go to heaven and avoid hell.
Well, I want to say how I found the Lord. A five-minute testimony. I try to train my missionary teams to give a five-minute testimony. And I was a pretty good kid growing up. I mean, I was rebellious, and I went to Presbyterian church. I learned a little bit about God there, and my dad, whose father was a non-practicing Catholic, and his mother was a non-practicing Jew, he was a Protestant, and he would start reading us the Bible. He started in Genesis. We hated it. We didn't want to sit there, but he would make us read it, and I start to get interested in the Bible, and I wasn't even saved at that time. I was still, but in high school, I started to become more rebellious, and me and my mom would, you know, fight like cats and dogs. I was the oldest of four. And, you know, I started getting into, you know, smoking pot and skipping classes and getting into rock and roll. I know today that's all pretty mild, but back then that was problematic. And my parents always said, if we caught you smoking dope, marijuana, we're going to kick you out of the house. We can't have you influencing our younger kids. Well, I kept it, you know, hidden for maybe a year or two. And then one day, I don't know how it happened, I had some marijuana in my pocket and it fell out. And my brother, younger brother, saw it and he went tattling to mom and dad. And somehow he knew. And it became a big to-do at my house. And my dad wanted to kick me out at 17. He wanted to kick me out of the house right then and there, and I didn't know what I was going to do or where I was going to go. And my mom pleaded my case. She said, no, you can't do that. It's probably going to make him worse, and da-da-da-da-da. We got to come up with another plan. So my dad said, okay, these are the three things that are going to happen to you. You're gonna lose your car. I'm a senior. I had a 67 three-speed Mustang. You're going to lose your car. You're going to be grounded for the next 3 months. You're not going anywhere. And I don't want you hanging around with any of your friends anymore that you disassociate with, every single one of them. So needless to say, I was very upset, depressed, and even at times suicidal. And it was wintertime on top of that, and it was freezing in Ohio. Back then, we had many, many sub-zero degree days in the winter. It was climate freezing time. And I would hitchhike to school because my dad, You know, it was minus eight below, and my dad would, I'd try to plead with him to give me a ride to school because it was like 2 miles, and I had to walk. And he'd say, no, I walked when I was a kid. You can walk yourself. You know, I walked 5 miles. You can walk too, or whatever, you know. So I started hitchhiking. And there was this young lady that would pick me up in this orange Nova. I kept looking for this orange Nova. She'd pick me up. She was real nice, real friendly. She worked at the staff at my high school. She worked with Youth for Christ, campus life. And she would invite me to come. And I would say, nah, you know, I don't want, I'm not into that. That's not cool. But she had a bumper sticker on her dashboard that intrigued me. Not only intrigued me, it frightened me. And I started thinking about it. And every time she'd pick me up, that orange Nova, she'd always pick me up. I kept thinking about it. Finally, I got the courage to ask her about her bumper sticker. You want to know what her bumper sticker said on her dashboard? This is what got me to be saved. This is what led me to the Lord. And this is something, if you don't know the Lord, it should lead you to know the Lord. It said, caution, driver of this vehicle may disappear at any moment. And I'm like, wow, it like blew my mind. I'm like, this is sci-fi stuff. What are you talking about? I was so afraid to even ask her. She finally told me about this thing called the rapture. And I never heard about it. I was just fascinated. I'm like, I need to find out more about it. You got to show me where this is in the Bible. And she told me where to look, 1 Thessalonians 4. So I studied it. And you know what? I said, I don't want to miss this. I don't want to miss this one flight out. And somehow I knew that if you missed it, you were going to be stuck in the Great Tribulation. If you think things are bad now, folks, in America and in the West and in the world, this is nothing compared to the evil tsunami that will be unleashed to those that are left behind in the Great Tribulation. That's 7 years. So, you know, there's many reasons to come to the Lord, but in our day and age, that was enough for me. I don't want to miss the rapture. So I got on my knees. I asked Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and Savior, to forgive me my sins. And you know what? My parents lifted my grounding at least to go to these campus life meetings. And that's where I got saved, going in here, them talking about Jesus, getting in small groups. So,
1 minute.
So I encourage you, if you don't know the Lord, you want to get right with the Lord. You want to ask him. He'll forgive you all your sins, all your crimes, even your evil thoughts. He'll make you a new creation, and that gets you ready so that you can be a candidate when the rapture comes, when he snatches away his bride, his church, and takes them up to heaven, miraculously transforms us. You don't want to miss that, folks. Give your life to Christ now.
You'll never do anything that means as much, and that's a fact. Now listen.
Amen.
We want to say Debbie in Ohio pledges $250. Andrea in Illinois pledges $400. And Regina in San Diego pledges $1,000. All right. Thank you.
All right. Wow. Thank you.
All righty. All right. We're coming into, you got to give me the countdown. We're coming up to, okay. All right. So we're at that point again. We want to thank all of you folks. We'll be here again till midnight. And we want to say, as we do every night, I want to thank you for being with us, sitting and helping us tonight, Mike and Joe. We want to say God bless. We want to say good night. Okay. And then we always say, and ready?
Always.
Get ready. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
Well, shopping for a car?
Yep.
Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.